you know, there's no question that there's a very narrow focus on this. And what brought all that about, it said something about unidentified complaints. And I really can't think who they may have come from. Anyway, the focus is certainly on me to make me look less in the eyes of the public and maybe divert some attention away from the government. Who knows? But that said, the focus on Bordeaux wines and specialty wines, it's a pretty small focus in the overall scheme of things when you look at the activities of the NLC.
She concludes that you're acting in a conflict of interest because some of the wine companies that you purchased the Bordeaux wines from were represented by your son acting as an agent and receiving commission.
Well, when I was doing that, I didn't deal with any agents on any of the Bordeaux futures that I bought. I dealt directly with the negotiants. And while I knew they had some of them had agents, some of them didn't, it didn't really matter because my dealings weren't with the agents in the first place. I bought what's called on premier, where they offer wine that they have available from their producers in Bordeaux that year, and that's an opportunity to buy wine that you may or may not get in the future, depending on the demand. And my dealings with them were straightforward. They put forward an offer, and I either accepted or didn't, and it had no bearing on who the agent was here because I didn't know. I might have known in some cases who the agent was, but as I said, it really had no bearing because the business itself was more driven by what you get than who you get it from. And if you get a certain product that you were looking for from one negotiant, you'd buy it there. And that's why it didn't matter who the agent was.
So you dealt directly with the companies. You didn't know that your son could have been an agent for a particular company which supplied the wines?
Well, he might have been the agent for the business that that company did, excluding futures. I only dealt with the futures. If my son was involved with selling wines that were listed with the NLC, that those negotiations were the agents were for Canada or whatever, I had nothing to do with that.
The AG questions why you would even pursue the Bordeaux futures because it didn't seem to be really in big demand. Matter of fact, there was kind of a real oversupply there, overstock, it seemed to be, for quite a while.
Well, that's her perspective, and she's entitled to it. I was running a business, and I was looking at ways to increase the volume that the NLC did. There was certainly a demand for it. Lots of people were certainly interested in having the ability to buy better wine that was not being offered in this market before. So we went down that path. I discussed it with the board at the time, and they gave me full support. Both for Bordeaux futures and for specialty wines. And at the time, there was a much greater market in existence on the World Wide Web. That sort of situation that kind of dried up because of changes in the way business was being done in different parts of the world. But that said, it still presented an opportunity in this market. And the challenges with it is each vintage is different. So therefore, what you buy, you don't always have, it's not necessarily the same value. Sometimes you run the risk of buying too much of one product. It's a game that takes, you need to know more as you get into it, and there are sometimes you might buy more of something that people are not as interested in this vintage as they might have been in the last one.
Why would the president and CEO even step into that role? The Liquor Corp has plenty of people who specialize and are experts in that category and act as the purchasing agents. Why would the president and CEO jump into that aspect of the business?
It was pretty simple at the time. I was the only one that knew anything about Bordeaux wine.
She says you misrepresented information when the citizens' representative investigated the situation. What do you have to say to those remarks?
I would disagree with that totally. I didn't misrepresent information to the citizens' representative. The interpretation may have been different, but it certainly, I didn't speak to the citizens' representative personally, so I can't be accused of misrepresenting anything to him.
She also says the NLC acted illegally in shipping some of this product to end customers outside Newfoundland and Labrador. Was that the case?
That's kind of hard for me to answer. I can't say that we did or didn't. There's a difference of opinion on that, and that's not that really has nothing to do with the context of this overall.
Finance Minister Tom Osborne says this is one of the reasons you were fired. What do you think of those comments?
Which specifically?
This situation with the being involved in purchasing wines from companies represented by your son as an agent, that this was one of the reasons that you were fired.
Well, you go back to the nepotism and the conflict of interest and the guidelines. I was acting within the guidelines of the conflict of interest, and that's what my direction was. That's, the act basically defines the conflict as, I can't do business with my spouse or a minor child or a relative living in the household, and none of those apply to this circumstance. So I certainly was not within the conflict of interest that exists within the legislation of this province.
Steve Winter, former CEO, Newfoundland Labrador Liquor Corporation. Any other thoughts you'd like to pass along?
Just one, Brian. This does bother me a bit because I spent 13 years as CEO of the NLC, and during that time, the growth of the corporation was significant. A lot of people benefited from that growth, employees, customers, suppliers, and most specifically the shareholder, our government. And to support that claim that I'm just making, all you got to do is look at the numbers that were accumulated over a period of time from 2004 to 2018. If you take the dividend that was paid to the government in 2004, it was $93.6 million. The following year, it was $105 million, and that's $11 million more than the previous year. If you add up the increments year by year by year to bring you to the end of 2018, that's $640 million that I was responsible for delivering to the province through the NLC. I don't take all the credit, but I was the CEO, and under my watch, that's what we were able to do. This whole report is about 3% of the annual business, not all the business, just 3% of the business. So I think somebody's trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, and I can't tell you who I think it is now because I don't know the answer to that, but my feeling is that I did a good job on behalf of the employees, on behalf of suppliers, and certainly I know the customers in general terms thought I did a wonderful job. So I'm quite proud of what I accomplished, and I think those numbers speak for themselves.
Steve Winter, do you think you were sacked just simply because you were appointed by the PCs?
I don't think there's any question about that, and it's interesting because I wasn't a PC when I was sacked. Sorry, I wasn't a PC when I was hired. I might have become a PC when I got sacked.